It's Friday, May 20th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. This persecution is happening every day, but only some of it makes the news. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin was removed from his position as a professor of leadership at Hampden-Sydney College in Virginia on Tuesday. The issue was his opposition to transgendered bathrooms. Hampden-Sydney is a Presbyterian Church USA-affiliated college. The last words of this girl were, "Forgive them," as she died in her mother's arms. The 12-year-old girl was burned to death by Muslims in Mosul, Iraq, according to a human rights activist reported in Christian Today. Somebody complained, so the Lord's Prayer will no longer be performed at the graduation of an Ohio high school. It was a 7-year tradition. The Freedom from Religion Foundation sent the threat letter to the East Liverpool High School to assure the elimination of all references to any religion but atheism in the district. Coach Joe Kennedy from Bremerton, Washington, was dismissed from his job for praying individually on the 50-yard line, silently and alone, after the game. First Liberty Institute awarded Coach Kennedy the Rosa Parks Courage Award for his willingness to give up his position for his Christian faith. In the providence of God, landslides in Sri Lanka hit 3 villages on Wednesday, and at least 200 families may be buried alive. Rescue crews in the Aranyake district are working feverishly to save lives. Officials are calling it another act of terror. An Egypt Air flight out of Paris heading towards Cairo went down in the Mediterranean yesterday morning, apparently killing all 66 people aboard. Even the wicked act under God's mighty hand. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, "For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you." Exodus 9:16. Women who attend church reduce their chances of dying significantly. The Nurses Health Study looked at 75,000 women and found that weekly church attendees reduced their chance of death by 33%. Irregular attenders also see a slight benefit of 13% lower chance of death. Tyler Vanderweel, professor of epidemiology at Harvard School of Public Health, commented on the study to The Worldview.
One of the interesting things about the study itself is that it's religious service attendance rather than sort of private practices or self-assessed spirituality or religiosity that really seems to matter. I think in some ways the results of the study suggest that those people who are religious or spiritual but aren't attending services are missing out on something that's important, certainly important for health and perhaps important for many other aspects of life as well.
For the first time in history, the United States Army is now under the direction of an avowed homosexual. Eric Fanning was confirmed as Secretary of the Army by unanimous vote of the U.S. Senate, including 54 Republicans. On June 4th of 1920, Congress approved Article 93 in the Articles of War, making it a crime to commit the act of sodomy. In 1941, the Selective Service included homosexual proclivities as a disqualifying condition for inclusion in the military draft. In the latest Fox News poll, presidential Republican candidate Donald Trump holds a 45-42% lead over Democrat Hillary Clinton. Both candidates are extremely untrustworthy, however, in the eyes of the electorate. 57% of Americans do not believe that Donald Trump has strong moral values, and 58% would question Hillary Clinton's strong moral values. Meanwhile, the New York Times claims to have interviewed, quote, dozens, unquote, of women who say they have been the victims of unwelcome romantic advances and unsettling workplace conduct at the hands of Donald Trump. And Fox News has interviewed a female attorney who says she was part of a 17-year affair with Bill Clinton, enabled by his wife Hillary. Bill Clinton's alleged rape of Juanita Broderick is also making headlines again, as Broderick claims he was enabled by his wife. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Proverbs 16:12. A Democrat proposal in the House of Representatives that would have required federal contractors to support the sin of homosexuality barely failed yesterday by a single vote. CNN reports a chaotic scene accompanied by shouts and insults. Another dinosaur species has been discovered in the Judith River in Montana. It's a Splicipia shaporum, which looks like a triceratops, with a magnificent horn head about 5 feet in width. Look now at the behemoth, which I made along with you. He eats grass like an ox. See now, his strength is in his hips. His bones are like beams of bronze. His ribs like bars of iron. He is the first of the ways of God. Job 40. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Praise the Lord, 34 listeners have stepped up to the plate and have contributed to help keep this broadcast on the air. We're looking for another 216 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give, and then check the recurring donation box. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, the worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce the worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.